It may have been a messy divorce that suddenly cut your income in half, but not your bills. It might have been an injury or illness or your boss just cutting back your hours. It doesn't really matter how you got in over your head. It only matters that you are and that we're here to help. If you've got over $10,000 in credit card debt and you can't ever see breaking free, then call Action Debt and do it now. Being in over your head is a vicious cycle. One day late, they charge you a late fee. Miss a payment, they double your rate. You just don't think it's fair and neither do we. This is not bankruptcy or just a simple rate reduction plan. We fight for you using our proven experience in the insider programs that credit card companies try to hide. If you owe at least $10,000 to the credit card companies, you owe it to yourself to call Action Debt at 800-384-7099. Just because you got in over your head doesn't mean you have to stay there forever. Call 800-384-7099 today and we can be on your side tomorrow. 800-384-7099. 800-384-7099.
Get into a real estate of mind right here with Think Realty Radio, hosted by Avi Goldhawk. Breaking down the latest market news, tips, and strategies, Avi Goldhawk is nationally recognized for his real estate expertise. It's only on Think Realty Radio, and it starts right now.
Nation, it's your host, Avi Goldhawk. Guess what? It's Think Realty Radio time. I need some type of, I need a little something, something there. Maybe like a little intro bumper, post-intro bumper. Anyway, welcome to the show. Really excited to have a conversation with Mark Cunningham from Grace Property Management. Now, throughout today's show, you're going to have questions. I get it. The best way to ask me your question and to have it answered on Think Realty Radio is to go to thinkrealtyradio.com. We're talking about real estate investing today. We're talking about property management today. And we're talking about how you as a real estate investor, potential investor, or even pro investor can use property management to scale your single family rental business. Keep in mind, it's about building a business and not building a job and helping yourself by utilizing property managers, by utilizing other people to leverage your time so that you can focus on what you do best, which is identifying the right property and putting the right financing in place so that you don't have to take the broken toilet phone calls at 2 a.m. because you know that happens. That being said, I'm excited to introduce my guest, Mark Cunningham. Mark, you with me?
Yeah, I am. Thank you so much. I'm looking forward to it.
Awesome. Thanks for being on the show. First and foremost, congratulations on winning the Think Realty Honor for Property Manager of the Year Award this year. Well done, sir.
Thank you. That was very cool. It was a surprise. It was just neat all the way around. Appreciated it.
You got it. Tell us a little bit about your journey on for the last year and a half, and then where you've been in the real estate space and what you've been thinking about this award now that you've won it. I'm sure it's sitting on a mantle somewhere and you look at it every single day.
Yeah. I show my kids, I've got four kids, and they're like, Dad, what, why? Like, we don't understand. It's you, Dad. Why did you get this? So they weren't impressed. I was hoping to impress my kids, but it failed there. Other than that, it's been cool. So the last year, you said kind of what we've been doing the last year. So we've got a property management real estate company here in Denver area. Mm-hmm. We started off, the quick history is my dad started this company in 1978. So he founded us just 40 years ago, actually last month. So it's a big deal for us. We just hit our 40th year anniversary.
Hey, congratulations.
Thank you. So he was a school teacher, and he thought, you know what? If I can deal with children, I can deal with tenants. It was a good transition for him to move into that. And it worked pretty well. So I was kind of employee number one because I was free child labor. So my dad had me pulling weeds and mowing lawns and serving notices and showing properties from a very – young age. And so I kind of grew up in that world, and it gave me kind of a unique view into real estate and into the business world as well. So as I grew up, I worked for him in my summers, pulling weeds, doing whatever needed to be done. Studied finance and real estate in college, and was working for another property management company. And he called me one day, this was about 20 years ago, and said, hey, I need to hire an agent and property manager. The job's yours if you want it. So I jumped at that opportunity. At that point in time, we had, I think, three of us in the office. So we've kind of had slow and steady growth over the years. Today, we've got a team of about 20 folks, and we manage close to 800 units here in this Denver area. and we fall under that big umbrella of real estate. So we're investors ourselves. We buy and hold, we flip, we do third-party management, we do residential, we do commercial, we do a lot of sales. We follow the opportunity. That's kind of our mantra for our business today.
That's awesome. And so when you've been building the business, obviously, for a while, started by your father, and it must have been an awesome moment for you to take the stage and then for you to receive the award. How did that make you feel?
You know, it was more special and emotional than I thought it would be. I didn't really know what to expect going out there, but to be standing up there and to be recognized by your peers and just to kind of be thinking back of, wow, I mean, this is 40 years of my dad's hard work in the making. So I wasn't up there for me as much as I was up there for him. That was pretty neat. It was pretty special.
That's incredible. And like you said, it is a peer-nominated peer-nominated award, and that's really cool. It's a really awesome testament to kind of who you are and what folks think of you in the space. So congratulations again. Talk a little bit about the Think Realty event as a whole. What did you take away from it? What was most inspiring for you?
You know, I was super impressed. When I found out I was nominated, I wasn't real familiar with Think Realty other than I'd read the magazine. I love the magazine. And so I would read that, and I was invited out to the event there in Atlanta, and had some last-minute travel plans that made it available for me to attend, but I had no idea what to expect. Yeah. And I was blown away. I was blown away by the professionalism of the event. I do a fair amount of speaking at, like, Realtor events around the nation. And I said to a couple folks there, like, this blows those things out of the water. This is so well put on. The speakers are so good quality. Just the things that most people don't think of until they go wrong at an event, you know, seeing all those background things. But the professionalism of the vendors, the quality of the speakers, the quality of the attendees, the conversations that were happening, the deals that were being talked about, I got to say, man, I was blown away by every aspect of it. So I had no idea what to expect. Maybe I just had a low bar, but it was super impressive, and I'm looking forward to the next one.
That's awesome. What are some mistakes that you're finding investors make? Just kind of easy question number one, kind of warm up, T-ball underhand throw. Mistakes investors are making that you're finding that were either being talked about at the Think Realty event or otherwise?
Good question. So I think you almost have to break that into two different aspects of mistakes investors are making when they buy, and then mistakes investors are making when they decide to manage it, because it's two different animals there. So I think on the buy side, you know, what we always tell our investors is, if you're buying for long term, and obviously it's a very different game for flips, but if you're buying for long term, it's not the three L's of location, location, location. We tell people to think of number one, location. Yes, that is important. You want it to be in a good, solid place. Number two, though, would be longevity. You know, how long are you going to be holding this thing? Because if your time horizon is much longer than 2, 3, 4, 5 years, then to some extent, why are you waiting for that market dip to happen? Who cares if you're overpaying by 3, 4, 5% right now? I was listening to this interview with this Chinese company that's buying all this real estate in New York right now. And the interviewer is saying, you know, why are you guys buying this? Because you're paying a premium. Like, you're overpaying for this. And the businessman kind of laughs and shakes his head. He said, you know what you Americans don't get? He said, our investment horizon is measured in centuries. And I thought, wow, that's pretty cool, you know, because they're going to hold on to this thing for 100 years. They don't care what the market does tomorrow or next week or next year. They're looking 100 years down the road. And we just don't even think that way. But
still,
I've tried to adopt that philosophy of, you know, maybe when I'm buying something, I'm not buying for me. I'm buying for my kids. What if I'm buying for my grandkids? Then that's a whole different mindset on that idea of longevity, on how long you're going to be holding the deal. So you've got location, you've got longevity. And I think the third important factor is the leverage, because that's the one point of commonality and failure that we've seen. So we've, you know, over 40 years, we've worked with literally thousands and thousands of investors in all different types of properties, multifamily, commercial, residential, single family, you name it. We've worked with smart ones. We've worked with not so smart ones, hardworking ones, lazy ones. A lot of them have failed. A lot of them have succeeded. But the one point of commonality and failure pretty much every single time is over leverage. Because what we've found is you can survive any mistake if you're not over leveraged. You know, if you've got a little single family home as an investment, and the worst thing happens, right? And the tenant moves out, and you got to replace carpet and paint and the hot water heater and evict them, and you've got no rent. You've got to come up with the $5,000. Most of us can make that happen. But if at the same time, you've got this massive mortgage payments that the only way you would be able to pay that was through the rent, and that stops, you're going to be in trouble.
So there are a couple follow-up questions I have for you about that, specifically about having a long-term investing perspective. And then, of course, how can being over-leveraged really kill an investment return? So when we come back, we got to go to break. But when we come back, we'll talk about that. My guest, Mark Cunningham from Grace Property Management. Check him out at rentgrace.com. Again, that's rentgrace.com. Don't go anywhere. I'm coming right back.
Today's show is brought to you by RealFlow, the number one lead generation software for real estate investors. RFleads.com. We'll be right back with more Think Realty Radio with Avi Golhar after these messages.
Real estate investors get a free 30-day trial of the number one lead generation software from rfleads.com/think. Instantly download buyer, seller, and private lender leads. RealFlow has streamlined the buying, selling, rehab, and repair process with an all-in-one real estate investing software. Go now to rfleads.com/think for your free 30-day trial. Get the tools you need to build and manage your business. More leads, more time, more money. rfleads.com/think. Your all-in-one real estate investing software.
Hi, Kevin Ortner here, CEO of Renters Warehouse. I'm guessing that many of you might be considering a move. Maybe you need to relocate, maybe you're combining households, or maybe you already own investment property. Whether you have one home or a whole portfolio, my expert team at Renters Warehouse can help you perfectly price your property and rent it out fast, easy, and worry-free in just 17 days on average. For one low flat monthly fee, our professional landlords will manage your property 24/7. We collect the rent, we handle maintenance requests, inspections, all that regulatory red tape, and we'll even warranty our tenants for up to 18 months. That means if your tenant doesn't stay for any reason, Renters Warehouse will replace them for free. There's no upfront fees, no binding contracts, and you can cancel at any time. Go to renterswarehouse.com right now to book a free home rental price analysis and see what your home will rent for today. A professional landlord will visit your property and show you personally how to rent your home fast and for top dollar.
Find out how much your home will rent for.
Success in real estate is all about your network, so get connected to the right network with ConnectedInvestors.com. Need help finding deals or getting those deals funded? Connected Investors is where deals get done. Find partners, off-market properties, and funding for your deals. Get serious about being a real estate investor. Go to ConnectedInvestors.com/think. Download the app and get the tools you need to get started today. ConnectedInvestors.com/think. Get connected today.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Call the CPAP hotline now. 800-525-8891. 800-525-8891. That's 800-525-8891. Copays and deductible supply. Supplies are replaced in accordance with Medicare guidelines.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
We're back with Think Realty Radio and your host and realty dealmaker, Avi Goldhar.
Nation, guess what? We are back. It's your host, Avi Goldhar. My guest today is Mark Cunningham from Grace Property Management. Have questions about your property management needs? Check him out at rentgrace.com. Mark, let's keep talking here. Before the break, we were, you mentioned a little bit about having a long-term investment perspective and that investing for centuries is something that should be considered. What about this perspective of the microwave mindset where it's, are you kidding me? Centuries? I'm going to die at 110. My insurance company's writing me, is underwriting me for 125-year lifespan. Really, centuries? Do I really need this? I would much rather sell my property, put it on a 15-year mortgage, sell it when it's paid off, and then go to Hawaii and live there for the rest of my life.
And that's a very common mindset, but I think what you'll find, if you talk to those guys that did that, right? So go talk to the guy sitting on the beach who did that, and that didn't bring them the contentment that they're typically looking for, right? So you got to enjoy the game. There's fun in the game, and if you're not having fun in the game, then yeah, I guess if that's what truly is going to make you happy, then go for it. But what most individuals who achieve that eventually say is, yeah, this isn't all it was cracked up to be. I don't want to sit on the beach. I like being in the game. So that's why I think, and this is me personally, I think there's great pleasure and really kind of a sense of satisfaction that comes from that continuing to build something bigger than just for me. So it's not just for me. It's going to be for my kids, and it's going to be for their kids and for other individuals that we can touch that way. That's just kind of been the philosophy of our company, and it's been it works. It's not just kind of pie in the sky goofy stuff. It actually works.
That's awesome. I have two questions for you. One about being over leveraged. How can being over leveraged kill investment returns? You mentioned that. I want to make sure that we clarify for our listeners.
Yeah, and I realize this is not a popular view. You know, as I mentioned, I speak to a lot of these realtor groups, and a lot of the topics they speak on are real estate investing. And it's so common for someone to raise their hand, like, you know what, like you're one of the first people to come in here and say, don't go crazy borrowing, because everybody comes in and just says, you know, max out, borrow what you can, and leverage. And I get that. I mean, I studied finance, right? I have a degree in finance. I understand debt. I understand leverage. I get it. But all of that forgets to take into account the risk that you're associating when you're over leveraging. And for those individuals that have been on the bad side of debt, that's where it gets dangerous. So debt, as I look at it, and leverage is really an amplifier. That's all it is. So if you take a deal and you inject leverage into the deal and it's a good deal, that leverage is going to amplify your return and you're going to make a lot more than you would have made without it. But if you invest, if you inject debt leverage into a deal and the deal goes south for whatever reason, now you've just amplified that negative return. And we've been doing this long enough that we've been on both sides of that deal. We've been on the good sides of leverage. We've been on the bad side of leverage. And, man, it is no fun being on the bad side of leverage. And markets shift. Markets turn. And so when that turns, you need to be prepared, whether that's just having a good solid escrow reserve, whether it's having multiple streams of income. But you need to be prepared to be able to take care of that debt and pay off that debt. So I'm not some crazy anti-debt guy that says, you know, don't borrow any money. I've got loans on my properties. But I realize that those loans – they're the enemy, right? I want to get them paid off because the clients we work with that are most successful are the ones that have these portfolios that are eventually free and clear. And that's possible to do rather than just think it'll never happen. No, it happens. It absolutely happens. And when you achieve that, man, that's where that financial success comes into play.
So is there a percentage where you consider a percentage LTV that is your maximum for being over leveraged? Is it 65, 70, 50, 85, 95, 90? Because there are a lot of folks, they look at an opportunity and they just want to buy because It's what they saw that they wanted to do at 2 a.m. watching a TV show.
Well, for me, mine is 75. I don't want to borrow more than 75. I think that gives me enough cushion in that. And as people are running those numbers, you know, so often you look at a pro forma statement. Right? So you're looking at buying a deal, and you're looking at a pro forma. And if, what that is, if folks don't know, is that's typically the kind of the spreadsheet that the seller is going to present on investment property. So if you're buying a multifamily, they're going to say, you know, here are the actual numbers, but here are the pro forma numbers. So actually our rents are 800, but you, and I can only get 800, but you'll be able to get 950 on these deals.
Right.
And, you know, we spent $1,000 last month in maintenance, but you will only have to spend 750 in maintenance. And so these pro formas look beautiful. So what I always tell my students is, look, when you get a pro forma, when they slide it across the table, here's what I want you to say to them, and write this down because you don't want to forget it. Liar, liar, pants on fire, because it's made up, right? It's anticipated numbers.
That's right.
And I've never, ever, ever seen a pro forma from a seller that was accurate on investment property. It doesn't happen. So you want to run your own pro forma, obviously.
Of course.
But you want to, overestimate those expenses, underestimate that income, because that day will come where the hot water heater goes out and the tenant doesn't pay rent, and you've got to be prepared for that.
So I do want to talk about property management, because that's so crucial, obviously, to your business, and then you know property management like the back of your hand, even as an investor. But I have I have a question for you about paying down debt completely or continuing to borrow if and only if you're not over-leveraged. What do you prefer and why?
Well, so, I mean, this is just my personal. So, people do what they want to do, and I get that. Personally, what I try to do is I'll try to pay down a property to zero. I don't want to have more than two properties with debt on them at one time in my portfolio. Hmm. So I'll acquire a property. I'll typically use like a home equity line of credit on another property to go in and pay cash for the first property. I'll put a very aggressive, like 15-year amortization fixed mortgage on the property, and then I'll just pay that sucker down as fast as I can. Dump everything I can into it to get it paid off, because that's my goal, is to get that thing paid off. And my rule for me is I can't buy another one until I get it paid off. So that's just my internal rule.
That's fair.
And this, yeah.
No, what about putting, say, a 30-year mortgage on it and then making 15-year payments?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that can be a good way of doing it. You're giving yourself a little bit more of a cushion in case something happens.
Yeah.
By doing a longer-term loan on that, I think that's fine. And a lot of this, Abhi, really comes for me because I've been on the flip side of some of these deals. And, we bought a mini storage years ago. And you can't go wrong with a mini storage, right? That's what you're told.
That's right.
We found out that wasn't quite the way it worked. So I'll give you the quick 30-second version here. But my wife and I just got married. It was about 15 years ago. And I remember sitting in our little one-bedroom condo reading the Saturday morning classified sections on real estate, because I'm a real estate junkie, and I see advertised for sale a mini storage, right? 160 unit mini storage in Denver for sale. It was $1 million, and I'm thinking, wow, how cool would that be? A mini storage, 160 units. Well, of course, I didn't have $1 million, so I did what any self-respecting individual would do at that point in time. I called my bride's father. So I called my father-in-law. hey, Dad, remember me? Yeah, I got a deal for you. I got a great deal. So my dad and my father-in-law and I went in as partners on this mini storage deal, bought it for $1 million, and I didn't have a penny to my name. So the seller kind of paid a commission because I was an agent. So my commission was my percent down. We financed this deal, and the market turned, and we ended up underwater.
Don't finish the story. No, don't finish the story. We got to go to break. We will talk about what happened when we come back. How about that? Is that cool?
Sounds good.
All right, cool. Whew, look at that. That's an awesome cliffhanger. All right, check out Mark's company, Grace Property Management. Go to rentgrace.com. That's rentgrace.com. And you really want to stick around to hear the rest of the story. So don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Don't touch that dial. Real estate investing made easy when Think Realty Radio returns.
you like business content. I mean, if you didn't like business content, you wouldn't be listening to this show, right? What if I can give you even more of what you like? Now, we've never met, but I'm willing to bet you are very busy. Between your work, family, and outside commitments, this little car ride is your time to catch up on your favorite show. But do you always get to tune in? Exactly. Well, now there's a business club with you in mind. BizVod is the place for business videos on demand. We have partnered with this show to provide you more of the content you like. The best part? It's all on demand. That means you can log in anytime from any device and watch shows that answer all of your business questions. For a limited time, you can try it for free for 30 days. Simply go to bizvod.com and enter promo code radio. That's BIZVOD.com, promo code radio.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site, 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis, 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts, available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682, 1-800-591-1682.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
Think Realty Radio is back with host and real estate investment pro, Avi Goldhar.
Think Realty Nation, we're back. It's Avi Goldhar and my guest today, Mark Cunningham from Grace Property Management. Check him out, rentgrace.com. Mark, that's a really clever, catchy domain name, rentgrace.com. That would have been what a domain name purchase. That's awesome. Before the break, you were talking about a story, a mini storage, 160-unit mini storage. What happened? Well, recap the story, and then what happened when the market turned? I'm curious.
We had, the quick recap, we found a building for sale by owner, 160-unit mini-storage building in Denver. My dad and my father-in-law and I partnered on the deal. We bought the deal, and we were going to manage it because we've got a property management company, and that's what we do. And the first couple years went great. You know, it was the advertisement said cash cow, and it was. I mean, it performed very, very well. But then what happened in our market is we saw an influx of several factors at the same time. This was right when all the buying spree started. So interest rates dropped. Everybody wanted to go buy a house. And what we thought was kind of this recession-proof investment turned out to be not so. Because if a tenant is an apartment dweller, then you need to store your stuff. But when all those tenants are leaving apartments and they go buy houses, well, the houses have garages and they've got basements. But you don't need a place to put your stuff. So we had this rash of people moving out. It wasn't in the best part of town. And we had folks selling drugs out of there. We had break-ins happening. At the same time, interest rates are starting to pop up on investment property. So we had a couple cash calls from our bank that said, hey, you know, you guys are underwater. We need to feed this thing. And it just, you know, our little golden egg turned ugly real fast. And it was a stressful time. I mean, it was really, really stressful. And we managed it we owned it for 6 years, I believe. So about, I think, for $1 million. Poured our heart and soul into this thing for 6 years trying to make it work, sold it 6 years later, and I got to make sure you're sitting down, Bobby, when I tell you what I sold it for, because sold it for $650.
Oh, jeez.
So yeah. Now, I mean, we learned a lot, and we've been on the other sides of some of those deals, but, you know, when you've been there, it makes you a little bit more cautious, because I don't ever want to be there again. I don't ever want that level of stress again. So there's my sad story.
I mean, I can understand that. I think letting the silence kind of sit with our listeners for a second, because that's a learning lesson, right? Like, and in order for us to be better entrepreneurs, in order for us to be better investors, sometimes that's what it takes, right? Sometimes. But I'll tell you something too. I'm sure you don't regret. I mean, there's the financial piece of that, yes, but you learned a lot, and so. I'm sure
I learned a lot.
You don't necessarily regret going through that, even though it was a stressful time. I'm sure you
learned a lot.
That.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm sitting in my office right now, and if I look up over the door of my office, I've got on kind of this plaque, I've got a golf club up there. And this golf club, people will come to my office and be like, hey, oh, so you play golf? Nope, don't play golf. Like, oh, well, what? Why do you have a golf club? I say, well, because what I did the day we closed on this deal for $650, I was so glad to just sell the thing. But we, of course, had a lot of units that were not paying units. So I went out to a unit the day we closed, opened up a unit, and I wanted to take a memento. So I took a golf club. And so this is my $250,000 golf club that's up there on the wall. And I've got a little plaque next to it, a little plaque it's actually a Bible verse, but it says, do not wear yourself out to get rich. Have the wisdom to show restraint. And that's just a good reminder for me that, you know what? Not all about the money. Don't chase the money, because you can wear yourself out for that.
Yeah, it's definitely a get rich slow. That's okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
There's thing as
that's
a get
right.
rich fast, right? Like,
that's right.
It just doesn't make any sense. There are far too many moving parts in the real estate world to get rich fast. And if somebody's promising you that, it's probably not true. So let's talk about moving parts. Let's finally talk about property management. Real estate investors looking at renting property. First question, self-manage or get a property manager, and why?
Sometimes for the right person, I would say self-manage. Property management is not always the best for everybody. There are a lot of individuals that self-manage, and they do just fine with it. And I would say if you're a control freak and you're going to have trouble giving up control to a property manager, and you like doing it yourself and you want to save the money, then give it a shot. Do it yourself, because you're going to sabotage yourself and your property manager if you hire them, but you are not willing to give them control. So we tell our clients, look, when you give us the keys to your house, you're also giving us control. And if you can't do that, then this relationship isn't going to work.
But isn't that part of also letting go and trusting the person, trusting the property management company you're working with?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, you've got to that's vetting them. But some folks just they want that day-to-day control, right? They don't want to give up. So, I mean, there are a lot of folks that self-manage, and that's fine. You know, if you have the temperament to do it, and if you have the time to do it and you have the knowledge to do it. So we don't advise every single client to hire a property manager. Now, the vast majority, and I think it's wise to do, but I wouldn't just default right to the fact that, yep, no matter who you are, you need a PM, because some folks kind of like managing their own properties and are good at it.
Yeah. What type of fees should I expect with property management every month? Or is there like a flat fee? Is it a percentage? Is it a yearly fee? Is it like a pat on the back? Great job. How does that work?
If you're asking me what I charge, I'll tell you, not enough. That's what I charge, obviously, not enough. So our industry over the last couple of years has gone through a lot of changes, in that there's a lot of new competitors offering property management services. And you're going to see fee structures all over the board. So you'll see some companies that just charge a flat fee. You'll see other companies that charge a percentage of rents received, and they can be pretty up and down from that. If you're looking for an average, I would say the average property management company is going to charge a management fee somewhere in that 8, 9, 10% range.
Is that, I think that's a good number, right? Like if I have 5 or 6 or 10 properties, 10% makes sense. And that's 10% of gross rent, mm-hmm. right?
Correct. It's what it should be. So if it's if I'm interviewing a property management company, mm-hmm. what I want to make sure is that whatever I'm paying them is a percentage of actual rents received. In other words, PM company, if you don't do your job, you don't collect rents, you should be getting 10% of zero, which is zero, right? So if you're not doing your job, I want it to be a percentage of actual rents received, not a flat fee every month for regardless of how good you do, because the more a PM company collects on my behalf, then the more I believe they should get, and the more I'll get as the owner.
So it's a win-win.
And the other, it's definitely a win-win, exactly. That's encouraging the PM company to work hard to collect the rents. I think the other big important thing that individuals want to look at when they're talking to a PM company or considering hiring them is, let's fast forward to when the relationship either turns south or when you decide to sell. And how long of a contract do I as a client have to sign with this PM company? And if I change my mind, how easy is it to get out? Because one of the things that really makes our industry look bad is so many PM companies like lock people into working with them for long periods of time. And if somebody decides to leave, they have all these termination fees and penalties because they don't want them to leave. So I think ideally what you want as a client is you want to find a management agreement that's a month-to-month agreement. And that's hard to find, but I think that is probably the easiest way. The quickest, easiest way if you're interviewing a PM company to determine how good they are. Because if they say, well, it's a two-year agreement, and if you change your mind or terminate, I'm going to charge you the management fees that you would have paid me for the duration of the contract.
Oh, geez.
Let's tell me that's very common, what I just said there. Huh. But that's telling me that PM company doesn't have a lot of faith in their ability to perform versus a company that says, hey, it's a month-to-month agreement, and we believe we're earning your business every day. And if we ever don't make you happy, you're free to leave. No penalties.
That is actually a super, super smart and awesome gold nugget. But, Mark, we got to go to break. For those of you listening, you need to get in touch with Mark and his team. Ask him questions. Ask them questions about your property management needs. Check him out at rentgrace.com. Have questions for me? Head on over to thinkrealtyradio.com. Or you can also text the word ASK to 96270. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back.
Don't touch that dial. Real estate investing made easy when Think Realty Radio returns.
In today's changing real estate industry, the most successful investors combine the best real estate techniques with the best note techniques. Hello, I'm Kevin Shortell, and I provide real solutions to note investors. I've helped many investors, such as Equity First Funding, Bright Path Notes, and the Note Pro team, build and grow, and I can help you too. I offer personal consulting to three-day training. To learn more, go to kevinshortell.com. That's KevinShortell.com, and join my mailing list. And also, listen to the Kevin Shortell podcast on iTunes.
Real estate investors.
investors, first-timers, or savvy buyers, Auction.com has what you need to meet your real estate goals. They're the nation's largest online auction marketplace with more than 30,000 foreclosures and bank-owned properties, offering fixer-uppers and million-dollar properties both online and at live auctions. They go beyond the bid to offer a superior technology platform for convenient access and supportive services. Start searching, saving, and bidding on properties and get a free account at auction.com/thinkrealty.
Success in real estate is all about your network. So get connected to the right network with ConnectedInvestors.com. Need help finding deals or getting those deals funded? Connected Investors is where deals get done. Find partners, off-market properties, and funding for your deals. Get serious about being a real estate investor. Go to ConnectedInvestors.com/think. Download the app and get the tools you need to get started today. ConnectedInvestors.com/think. Get connected today.
You have to play the percentages when you invest in real estate. Win the percentage game with Angel Oak Prime Bridge. Whether it's fix and flips as low as 8% or landlord financing starting at 5.5%, Angel Oak Prime Bridge wins with a customer-focused approach to your business. Go to aopbconnect.com to see how you can win at the percentage game with Angel Oak Prime Bridge. And introducing our new wholesale partner program available at aopbconnect.com. The secret to winning at the percentage game.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site, 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis, 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Time changes everything. For me, becoming a single father of two young kids, it changed my ability to use my timeshare. The frustration of not being able to use it was compounded by annual maintenance fees that nearly tripled over a three-year period. I was desperate to get out. After searching online for sell my timeshare or get out of my timeshare, it just looked like one scam after another. I needed a real, permanent, and legitimate way to get out of this for good. I'm Brandon Reed, the founder of Timeshare Exit Team. We will get you out of the timeshare you can't use or can't afford anymore. We get people out safely, legally, and permanently. We are more successful because we have more solutions. Schedule a free consultation to review your ownership situation and find the best strategy for you. If we can't get you out, we will give you a full refund. Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
Call 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112.
Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
Think Realty Radio is back with host and real estate investment pro, Avi Goldhawk.
Think Realty Nation, it's Avi. We're back. The last 10 minutes of Think Realty Radio. Just getting warmed up, I feel, but like it's the hour has gone by, and it's the last 10 minutes, and this is where you get all the juice, the gold, the nuggets that you need to succeed as a real estate investor, specifically from a property management perspective. That being said, Mark, it's always fun having you on the show, and it's fun for me to kind of pick your brain because you're an investor and you also have a property management company. Not a lot of property managers invest in property, right? Like, that drives me crazy. My CPA invests in property. My attorney invests in property. My trust attorney invests in property. It's tough to find a property manager that also does the same thing because now you know they're also playing the game, right? They're not just talking the talk. They're also walking the walk, and I certainly appreciate that. What type of financial reporting should I expect from my property management company?
Good question. At a minimum, what you should expect and what you should receive is a monthly operating statement that's going to show all the income received, and it's going to be itemized expenses as well with copies of invoices. So I think that's what you want on a monthly basis to be receiving from your property management company. And if that ever slows down or a month is missed, like alarm bells should go off, because every so often we read these stories about PM companies that either they ran off with the money or they just kind of ran themselves out of business. And the first sign when they go back and talk to the owner clients, the owners will say, well, I should have known something was up when I didn't receive my statement last month. So if those things, that is how you hold the feet to the fire for the property management company. Review those things, look at it. And even if you don't have any questions on it, make up a question at some point, call the PM and ask them, because that lets the PM know that you're watching, that you're looking at the numbers, and that that they know that you're going to be watching.
Yeah, I'm a huge fan of saying, hey, column 3, row 4. What does that mean?
Right? And it's, exactly.
It could be any number. It doesn't matter. And even if there's no column 3 and row 4, right? Like, mm-hmm. I love it.
And it's true. It's just human nature. I mean, you know, when we're honest. We're an honest property management company. But I tell you, those clients that I know analyze their statements, like, I give an extra set of eyes on those things because I know they're going to be watching. And I know they're going to call with questions. So I don't want to make mistakes on those. So that's just wise for any owner to be doing that.
Should I also look for a property management company that, say, uses institutional kind of grade software for reporting? Or is a Google spreadsheet okay? What should I expect here?
Most PM companies do use one of the big providers. There's a handful of companies out there that do software. There's Appfolio, there's Propertyware, there's Rent. I'm forgetting a couple others. There's a few big ones. So almost every PM company is going to use one of those big five. It's almost unheard of for companies not to be using one of those because they're consolidating as well. But yeah, you want to ask them what software they're using. You want to ask them who's going to hold the security deposit. That's an important aspect as well. Mm-hmm. You know, are you as the owner going to be holding that, or is the PM company going to be holding that in escrow, in trust? And I think another good way to vet, two things that I always encourage folks to do to vet PM companies is, you know, Google them, because Google reviews speak volumes. Right? That's not something we can control. I wish I could, but I can't. So if a tenant or owner gets upset, they're going to go on Google and they're going to say whatever they want to say. So that's really kind of public domain type stuff, is see what their real clients are saying on that. And then secondly, go to the Real Estate Commission website for your state and see if there have been any complaints filed against that PM company, because almost every state has a complaint process through the State Real Estate Commission, and those complaints are public knowledge. So that means if one of my clients gets upset at me and they think we're stealing their money or whatever, they can call the Real Estate Commission and file a complaint. And if the complaint is legit, that'll stick. That'll be on there, so, and that's public record. So anybody can see that a complaint was filed, and here's what happened, and here are the results. So that is the due diligence that an owner client should be taking before they ever hire a PM company.
But Mark, I mean, all this due diligence takes time. You're telling me I have to find the phone number for the Real Estate Commission, and then I have to, like, I don't want to do any of that. Like, do I have then any business being in the real estate game?
That is your responsibility. Now, here's what I'll tell you, though. A good PM company will say, hey, here's the link to the Real Estate Commission, or you can go on and see that we've got no disciplinary actions. And here's a link to read our Google reviews. And here's a link to our BBB stuff. So a good PM company, if they're marketing well, they're going to give all that stuff to you so you don't have to go search it out on your own.
So they're being very preemptive with that information. So that's
– They should be. They should be.
That's awesome. Let's talk about scaling a business. I have 1, 2, 3 properties. How do I work closely with my property management company to convince them, or just let them know, you know, hey, I'm looking at growing my portfolio. It's been a good relationship so far. How do I build that rapport more so that either I can maybe as a rental owner, maybe get a discount for giving you bulk business? Is that an option? Or maybe just say, you know, hey, maybe pay attention to my properties just a little bit more, because now I want to go from 10 to 35 or 50.
Great question. And I think for most clients, that are working with PM companies, they don't realize that the PM company can be the biggest asset they have as it relates to getting new property. So
that's right.
If, for example, if one of my owner clients were to call me today, when we get off the phone here, and they said, "Hey, Mark, here's the deal. I want to buy more property. So just please keep your eyes open. And when you find a property for sale within your client base, call me first. And if it's a good deal, I'll buy it." If that call happened, I could right now present that client with three or four buying opportunities. For current clients of ours that have come to us and have said, on the flip side of that coin, "Hey, I think I'd like to sell. So, you know, I'm thinking about selling. Maybe I want to sell. Maybe I'm not even listing it yet, but at some point I want to sell." So we've got all these, you know, kind of deals in our back pocket to some extent that we can connect people with, buyers and sellers, because that's all we do. I mean, that's exactly who we know. So if an owner wants to scale, before you even call the local real estate agent and say, "Hey, take me around and show me some properties," call, even if you don't work with a PM company, even if they're not your company, call a PM company and say, "Hey, I'm looking to buy something. And by the way, if I buy it, I'll probably keep it with your company." So now, I mean, that's like music to my ears as a property manager, right? So now I could potentially, if I'm a broker, I can broker that sale. But even if I'm not, I can still retain management of that home, which is exactly what I want from the business side of things. So owner investors need to tap into PM companies, whether they're clients of theirs or not. Call them and tell them what you're looking for, because at some point they will have that type of investment property come available in your portfolio. And if you're the name that pops into their head, you're going to get the first call.
Let's say we're doing a rental turn, and lease one has expired, and you have a new tenant, and we're doing lease number two. What amount should I budget? What dollar amount should I budget to get this rental back into shape so that the new tenant feels at home in their own property?
Great question, Avi. And that's a really hard one to ask for I can't give you a dollar amount, because I would need to know, I mean, is this a condo? Is it 5 years old?
Yep.
Or is it a 25-year-old single-family house? So what we typically see, if we're trying to look at like averages, is it's going to be skewed one way or the other. Either the tenant moved out, the property looks beautiful, new tenant can move right in, you do nothing. Or tenant's been in there for 6 years and it needs new carpet and new paint and a couple repairs, and you're going to drop $5,000 in. So either you're spending, you know, between $0 and $100, or between $3,000 and $7,000. It's so sporadic that way, based upon the condition and the length of tenancy of the property. Now, I will say, on average over time, the number that we tell investors to budget for their maintenance is 1 month's rent per year. That's a good solid number to use. So if your property is running for $1,000 a month, on average over time, you will spend $1,000 a year on maintenance.
That is a really good rule of thumb. That's an awesome rule of thumb.
It's so funny. So, you know, we've known that just because we've got 40 years of data, you know, behind us.
Yeah.
And I was reading a press release from one of the publicly traded REITs recently, and their numbers dropped and it went way, way down because they spent too much on maintenance, because they didn't use that figure. They budgeted a couple percentage points too low, and it sent their stock price reeling. And I kind of had to laugh when I read the article, because I thought, man, if they just would have called us, I could have told them the budget number. Because that was what their actual number was.
Man.
It comes out to like 8.5.
That's too funny. Mark, unfortunately, we have to end the show. That's not cool. But it was so much fun connecting with you and listening to some of your stories. And thank you so much for your insight. Next time, let's see if we can get a two-hour radio show going. That'd be kind of fun. Thank you so much.
Thank you, my friend.
Check them out. Go to rentgrace.com. The name of Mark's company is Grace Property Management. Go to rentgrace.com. Have questions for me? ThinkRealtyRadio.com is where I live. Until next time, happy investing.
Today's show is brought to you by RealFlow, the number one lead generation software for real estate investors. RFleads.com.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
This is BizTalk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.